Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for today. We thank you for a beautiful day yesterday. And we thank you for all the different ways that you bless us and you give good things to us and you show us your love. And there are times, Lord, when we aren't able to recognize it. We think, oh, maybe God has stopped paying attention to me. And we think, oh, maybe God is upset with me or God is angry with me. And it's easy for us to forget, God, that you love us so much. And it's easy for us to forget how much you've shown us your love by coming as Jesus, by living with us, dying on a cross for our sins, and raising again on the third day, and then ascending into heaven so that we could be forgiven of the wrong things that we do and have your Spirit to live with us. And it's hard for us to understand that, God, and we pray that you'd help us to understand that. And not only do we pray that you would help us understand that, we pray that you would help those who we love and who we know to come to understand that. And we pray, Lord, that as we come to understand your great love for us, that it would change our lives, that we would live better lives, not just us, but those around us as well. And that by your same love, you would give guidance and direction to the people who are in charge at our schools and in our communities and even in our nation. We pray for the Queen and we pray for ministers of Parliament. We pray that you would give them wisdom to know how to lead and how to govern in a way that makes you happy. And Lord, we pray for people who go off to work every day, who go to offices and ride trains and people who drive in their cars or maybe stay at home in their office. Lord, those who work for a company or maybe work for themselves or maybe are struggling to find work. Lord, we pray that you would give them a special blessing this week, that you would encourage their hearts and you would show them your love. And for all the things around the world that confuse us, Lord, and we don't understand and it seems like things are bad and things aren't the way they're supposed to be, we trust you with them. We know that you are the God who is in control, and we are so glad for that, Lord. And so as we think about you and your love for us, and we think about the things that you would have us do as your people, I pray that your Spirit would give our hearts and our minds understanding. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right. Good job, guys. Now, very quickly, kids, have you ever been in a situation, I'm not going to make the same joke I made last time, that wasn't funny. Have you ever been in a situation where your room is just a bit of a mess? It's just a bit of a mess. And your mom and your dad or your grandma, grandpa, somebody says, clean your room. And you walk into your room and you think, oh, sweet Moses. This is far too much for me to handle. I don't think this is just chaos and I have no understanding as to where to even begin. And your mom or your dad says, well, just pick something and clean that thing. And then pick another thing and clean that thing. And you look and you're like, all of a sudden the Nerf gun, you want to get in a war with your brother or your sister. You want to get into it. And you're seeing things and it's just a bit overwhelming, and you look and you think, oh, goodness. Now, moms and dads don't feel that way. We never open up our laptop or look at our mobile phone and find emails that have just saturated our existence, thinking, how in the world am I going to weed through all of this? We don't look at the garden that needs some tidying, and we don't think, oh, how in the world am I going to do this? Adults never get overwhelmed, do we? And when we're overwhelmed, we never take it out on our kids, do we? Hey! So, anyhow, sometimes I think that we can feel a similar way when it comes to what God asks us to do. I think sometimes it's easy for us to think about what God has asked us to do in following Christ and living a certain sort of life, and we think, sweet Moses, I simply cannot do that. That's far too much. There's just no way. God wants me to be nice to that person. God wants me to not do this thing. God wants me to do the other thing. God wants me to be kind to the person who's not nice to me. God wants me to not cheat in this area, not cheat at this game, not cheat on this exam, not cheat on these taxes. God wants me to be less concerned about winning the argument and be more concerned about showing love to my family members? Oh, goodness gracious. Now, here's a cool thing. Psalm 139, which was the reading, talks about how God knows us. He knows our physical composition. He knows what our bodies are like. He knows who we naturally are. He knows the things that we're good at. He knows the things that we're not so good at. He knit us together in our mother's womb. And certainly there are times when we look at what God wants us to do and we think, I physically just can't do that. I physically don't have it in me to be nice to this person because they're just so different from me. Well, God knows that. Another place in the Psalms, the psalmist writes that God knows our frame. He knows that we are but dust. In other words, He knows that we're fragile. He knows that we're weak. He knows that we're not always going to be able to do. We don't always have the energy that we need to do what we're supposed to do. But the other cool thing is that God has also made us a promise. Now, I think, kids, you want to see one of these guys? Hey, what can we share with you here? This could be a problem. Oh, it's okay. How are you doing, pal? Good? Okay. Excellent. Now, God knows that we have physical limitations. He also knows that we have spiritual limitations. Not only are we physically sometimes weak, but spiritually, we just can't quite always muster up the spiritual strength to do the right thing. And He gives us this promise. Well, I'm sorry, kids. Have you been talking about Moses and Joshua, maybe Joshua quite a bit in Sunday clubs? Yeah? Some shakes of the head? All right, nods of the head? That's good, because if you didn't, I'd be up a creek. All right, so, now Joshua had this commission from God to lead God's people after the death of Moses. And Moses was a fantastic leader, an amazing leader. And if you're Joshua, you're thinking, oh man, how am I going to follow this guy? And God tells him in Joshua chapter 1, He says, be strong and very courageous to observe everything I've commanded you. He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. In other words, never will I abandon you. And the cool thing is, just like when you see a big mess and you think, there's no way I could possibly handle this. There's no way I could possibly do this. And actually, if you just kind of get on with it, maybe, it's not so hard. The thing is, with following Jesus, we think, yeah, but if I believe in Jesus, my family, you don't know how they're going to respond, Pastor. They're going to go crazy. They're going to think I'm nuts. My spouse, my partner, you know, people at work, they're going to think I'm absolutely insane. And then I've got to actually follow up on it. I've got to actually act like a Christian. Ah! Don't want to do that. And the cool thing is, God says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Elsewhere, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, who's kind of his apprentice, he says, listen, God didn't give you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. That's in Paul's second letter to Timothy. He's saying, God has given us what we need in order to be able to obey Him, in order to be able to do what is right. I think that's very encouraging. Paul also says to the church in Philippi, he says that it's God, in chapter 2, verse 13, it's God who works in us both to will and to act according to His good pleasure, in order to want to do the things we're supposed to do to follow Christ. God's the one who will work that in us. And that is absolutely fantastic, fantastic news. Later on in Philippians, Paul's even going to say, I know the secret of being content in every situation. Every situation. Whether I got dessert after dinner or not. Whether I got to stay up and watch a film or not. Whether or not I got the treat that I was looking for, maybe it was a raise, maybe it was a new car, maybe it was a new house, whatever. Whether I get that thing I think I need or not, we can face that. We can be content. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so here's my encouragement for us all today, really. Just like when we see a list of emails, Just when we look at end of year finances, just like we look at the mess in the room that needs to be cleaned up, and we think, how in the world can I do this? We look at following Jesus, placing our faith in Christ and living as a Christian, and we think, how in the world can I do this? It's just simply too much. And my encouragement to you is that Jesus says, let me handle that for you. Let me resource you to be able to do that. Believe in me. Trust me. And I will work in you to will and to do according to my good pleasure. And then sometime, after a while, we look back at our lives and we go, look what I've done. Look what God has done. And we have something to share with other people. And what we share, we call it the gospel. So let's believe that this morning. Let's live in it today. And as a little reminder, we have these little rocks. And is there a station back there as well? Yeah, there's a station back there. And we have these little Sharpie pens, okay, and these little white rocks. And if you want to just write down something as a family, okay, something from the talk today or from God's word today, you think, I need to remember that. Okay, this isn't a magic talisman. You don't stick it in your pocket and all of a sudden that works in you both to will and to do according to God's good pleasure. But it's just a little reminder. It's a little something tactile for us. And we can set it on a countertop or set it on a coffee table or put it on our desk. And we can remember that God will equip us. He is with us. Never will He leave us. Never will He forsake us so that we can follow Christ the way He wants us to. And you can do that. There'll be a time where there's a little song that'll be playing on the screen and it'd be strong and courageous. You can come up or come back there as a family. You can do that after the service as well. Whatever you're comfortable with. Just as a tactile, some way of sort of reaffirming what we've talked about this morning. Sound good? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You've loved us so much that You are willing. You don't just tell us what to do and then sit back and say, now obey, and smite us if we don't, and pat us on the back if we do, and tell us, well, that was a nice try. Not really what I was looking for, but hey, good effort. But rather, You have given us Your Spirit so that the way we think and the way we feel could be changed, so that we could live lives following You as we look at what it means to follow Your Son Jesus, to believe in Him, and to follow Him. Please give us strength and courage to stay in a position of trusting You. So that out of that trust and out of what You do in us, Lord, we could be faithful to follow Your commands. We could be faithful to live the lives that You have lived, died, risen again, ascended into heaven, and provided for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.